Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, so let's recap what happened in our story so far.
So when Jack was young, mm-hmm. he used to play with some paper animals that his mother made him.
Right, let's find out about her a little bit. She was from China and didn't speak English well, so this is how she connected with him. She made these animals, toy animals.
Jack loved these mm-hmm. toys, but one day, one of his classmates insulted his toys and his mother.
That's right, and that was because Jack's father had ordered his mother out of a catalog.
Mm-hmm. This made Jack's family very different, mm-hmm. and this made him want to push his mother away.
Right, so when Jack grew up, he stopped talking to his mother. Maybe he talked to his father, but they weren't close. They mm-hmm. didn't share a life together. But then when Jack's mother died, he realized how bad this decision was.
So today, mm-hmm. let's find out more about Jack and his life now.
That's right.
Reading.
The Paper Menagerie. After his mother's death, Jack finds the box of paper animals tucked away in the attic. Upon opening it, he discovers a note from his mother, written in her native language. She had hidden it inside Lao Hu's paper folds. Once he has had the note translated, Jack is left with his mother's final words to him. She details the sad story of how she had come to the U.S. from China. Though she had given everything up, she looked forward to having a husband and child who would hold her dear. She then describes the suffering her son's rejection caused her. She felt like she was losing everything all over again. Jack's mother also expresses her forgiveness and unwavering love, telling him her life wouldn't have been complete without him. She explains that although the animals will stop moving when she dies, she has left some of herself behind in them. As well as her love, they represent the new life she has built out of the memories of her homeland. Finally, she tells him to think of her on Qingming, when the parts of her that remain will come alive once more.
All right, let's take up the story here at Jack's mother's death, which is where we finished yesterday. Mm-hmm. It says, after his mother's death, Jack finds the box of paper animals tucked away in the attic.
Tuck away, 这个片语呢是隐藏或是收藏。When something is tucked away, it is put in a private and safe place.、Mm-hmm. 那文章这边说到呢，在妈妈过世之后啊 ，Jack 发现一盒折纸动物被收藏在阁楼里。He totally forgot about it, I guess.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he found them when he was cleaning up his parents' house.、Mm-hmm. And it says here, upon opening it is the box with the animals.、Mm-hmm. He discovers a note from his mother written in her native language.
Upon 加上动名词，再加上主词动词，这代表的是第一个动作一发生，第二个动作紧接着发生。所以一打开盒子 ，Jack 就发现他妈妈用自己的母语，也就是中文，写了一条纸条给他。
Mm-hmm.
Her mom must have been really sad to see those paper animals tucked away in the attic by his son.
Well, I think there were a lot of things that were making her pretty sad, but that would be one of them, definitely.
Right.
So he found this note, and it says here, she had hidden it inside Lao Hu's paper folds.
Oh, that was Jack's closest companion, right? 纸条呢就藏在纸老虎里面，纸老虎是当时 Jack 最爱的一个。
Okay, now of course, she had written the note in Chinese, and we know that Jack doesn't read Chinese, mm-hmm. probably doesn't speak much Chinese either. So it says here,Once he has had the note translated, Jack is left with his mother's final words to him.
So in day one of the article, we learned that Jack didn't want to speak Chinese anymore, mm-hmm. and that is why now he can't understand the note.
Right.
He needs to have it translated.
Mm-hmm.
Translate 这个动词呢是翻译。那我们这边用过去分词表示被动，因为纸条是被翻译的。今天的英文练功房呢，我们要 他看到的是 once 这个字的用法。那 once 它可以当连接词，也可以当副词。词性不同的时候，意思和用法也不同哦。那第一个在文章当中啊，我们看到的 once 是个连接词，表示一旦或是一点点点就点点点。
Once he has had the note translated, Jack is left with his mother's final words to him.
当纸条已被翻译完之后啊 ,Jack 就看到了妈妈最后留给他的话。那我们也可以再给同学们一个例句哦。我们也可以说啊
,Once the building is finished, it will become the world's highest building.
一旦这个建筑物被盖好之后，它就会成为世界上最高的建筑物。那第二个用法 ,once 当作副词用的时候表示曾经有一次。
So for example, he once got lost in the woods and was attacked by different kinds of animals.
有一次他在森林里面迷路，然后被不同种类的动物攻击。那等一下在文章中呢，我们也会碰到 once 当作副词的用法。
All right, let's find out what happens in this note here. It says, she details the sad story of how she had come to the U.S. from China. Now, when you detail something, this verb means that you give all the information about something or all of the details about something. That's the noun form. Now, here, what this means is that Jack's mother was telling the whole story of her life.We could say she talked about her life in detail. As an example, we could say the witness detailed the accident step by step for the police officer.
Detail 在文章中当动词是详述或是详细说明的意思，那它本身也可以当作名词，代表细节。
So for example, she refused to let us know any details of the plan.
她拒绝让我们知道计划的细节，这边的 details 就是细节的意思，名词。那 Jack 的妈妈在纸条里面详述了她从中国来到美国的故事。
Right. Now, of course, when you detail your life story, there's a lot of information to say. So we won't go through everything, but it was a very sad story. But, you know, she was happy because it says here, though she had given everything up, she looked forward to having a husband and child who would hold her dear. Now, when you look forward to something,You are excited for something that's going to happen in the future. You are happy that this thing is going to happen. Here's an example. It's been a long day. I'm looking forward to going home and relaxing.
Look forward to, 后面呢会加上名词或动名词、哦、代表盼望、期待某事。那为什么要加名词或动名词呢？因为这边的 to 要特别小心，它是一个介系词。那 Jack 妈妈当时期待能够有个爱她的丈夫和孩子
,and she hoped that they would hold her dear.
That's right. Now, to hold somebody or something dear is today's pocket phrase go, which means we are going to take a quick break here to learn more about it.
Pocket phrase go.
强叔啊，我打从出道以前呢，就跟我的好朋友 Bernie 合作，我写歌，他作词，我们合作愉快，也创造了许多脍炙人口的名曲。在最最最开始，我们还没有走红的时候呢，我们认真工作，把握每一个可以表现的机会哦。We held dear to every opportunities we've got to work together. 我们珍视每一个可以一起工作的机会哦。所以呢 ，hold something or someone dear 就表示呢。珍视或者是看重什么人或是什么事情，比方说呢，我们看重每一个机会，或者是呢，最近哦，我在进行我的告别巡回演唱会了，巡回全球，跟所有喜爱我的、我最爱的粉丝告别。I said farewell to every fans I hold dear. 我向我所喜爱的所有粉丝道别。如果太想我，记得呢要去电影院看我的电影了。
Okay, so she's, you know, she's given up her family, her home in China. That's really hard, really sad to do. But then she's happy because she's going to have a husband and a child who love her, right?
Right.
Then she goes on in the letter, it says, she then describes the suffering her son's rejection caused her. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what we were talking about earlier, Elsie. He caused her suffering. Now, suffering is a noun, and it actually is just another word for pain. Suffering can be either mental pain, which you feel in your heart, in your mind, or it can be physical pain, which you feel in your body. Now here, Jack's mother is experiencing mental pain because Jack has hurt her feelings so badly. As an example, we could say, these people had to leave their home because of a terrible war. I can't imagine their suffering.
Suffering, 它是一个名词，代表痛苦或是折磨。那它的动词形式呢，是 suffer, 代表受点点点之苦。So we can say that Jack's mom suffered a lot when she gave up everything and went to the U.S. Her son's rejection made her suffer too.
That's right. Now, what is making her feel so badly? That is Jack's rejection. Rejection is a noun, and it's the situation in which somebody stops loving you or giving you attention, which is exactly what Jack did. He stopped showing his mother his love for her. Here's an example. The pain of Armando's rejection caused Asha to stay in bed for 2 days.
Oh no. Rejection 呢，它是一个名词，代表拒绝、接受或是嫌弃。那动词呢，是 reject, 拒绝的意思。For example, my friend applied for a job as a secretary, but she got rejected. 代表呢，她要应征秘书的工作，但是遭到拒绝。And here, Jack's mom was rejected by her own son. She suffered a lot because of his actions.
That's right. Now, it continues on in the article to tell us more about how she felt. It says, she felt like she was losing everything all over again.
So first, she lost her life in China.
Her family.
Her family and came to the U.S.
And now she's losing her family again. Maybe not her husband,
but
her son. All right, so we've learned how sad and how badly she feels, but she's not finished yet. It says, Jack's mother also expresses her forgiveness and unwavering love.Telling him her life wouldn't have been complete without him. Now, two different things that she's showing here. One is her forgiveness. Now, this noun is the act of forgiving somebody, or to forgive, that's the verb form, is when you stop being angry at somebody for doing something wrong or bad or doing something to hurt them.As an example, we could say, Ernie felt terrible about lying to his friend, so he asked his friend for forgiveness.
Forgiveness, 这个字是名词，表示原谅、宽恕。那当我们看到一个字尾，它是 N-E-S-S 的时候呢，这个字会是一个名词。那动词是 forgive, 原谅。所以你要请求别人原谅的时候，你可以说 please forgive me.
That's right. Now, It can be very difficult to forgive people for doing something wrong, but it is much easier to do if you have unwavering love for someone, like mothers have for their children.
Right. 那 unwavering 这个字呢，中间你会看到 waver 这个动词，它是动摇。那 unwavering 这个形容词呢，它代表的是从不动摇的，从不减弱的。It means never changing or becoming weaker.
That's right. So as much as Jack hurt his mother, she never lost her love for him.
Right. Jack's mom forgave Jack and expressed her unwavering love to him. 她的人生呢，也因为 Jack 而完整。Because of Jack, her life was complete.
Right. Okay. So she continues in the letter. This is a long letter.It says, she explains that although the animals will stop moving when she dies, she has left some of herself behind in them. All right, so we're talking about the animals now, and we remember from the first day that Jack's mother breathed into the animals, giving them life, okay? So Jack, as a young child, used his imagination and believed these animals were really alive. And you know what? In our story, we can actually believe that they're alive because it's such a good story. Now, here in this sentence, we talked about his mother having left some of herself behind in these animals. They might not move anymore because she has passed away, but when you leave something behind, you leave something somewhere when you go away. So Jack's mother went away when she died, But she left the paper animals, which were part of her. So Jack still has a way of connecting to his mother, even though she's gone.
Leave something behind 代表的是留下或是遗留某物。那妈妈留下折纸动物，它们也代表了妈妈部分的自己，让 Jack 可以借由这些折纸动物来怀念他的母亲。
Mm-hmm. All right, so the paper animals are still there. And of course, these are very important for the story. It says here, as well as her love, they, that's the animals, represent the new life she has built out of the memories of her homeland. Now, we use the verb represent here. When one thing represents another thing, it stands for it or becomes a symbol for that thing. Now, these paper animals are a symbol of Jack's mother's life and her love. Here's another example. These red roses represent the deep love I have for you.
Represent 这个动词呢，就是表示或是象征。那 Aaron 老师刚刚给的例句就是呢，红玫瑰代表我对你深深的爱意。那 Jack 的母亲留下的折纸动物代表了她在美国的新生活以及她对 Jack 的爱。And she has built the new life out of the memories of her homeland.
That's right. So homeland here is a person'sa place where a person was born or where they were raised or that they even just think of as home. Mm-hmm. So for example, even though I live in Taiwan, I consider Canada my homeland. I consider that as the place that I am from. Here's an example. Ned has lived in London for 10 years, but he'd like to return to his homeland, Korea, someday.
所以 home 加上 land 也就是家加上土地合在一起 homeland 就是祖国或是家乡。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the story isn't over for these animals yet. They might not be alive anymore, but he still can use them to connect with her, and she tells him how to do this. It says here, finally, she tells him to think of her on Qingming,when the parts of her that remain will come alive once more.
Oh, 那刚刚提到的清明就是所谓的清明节 Tomb Sweeping Festival.
That's right.
所以最后妈妈告诉 Jack 可以在清明节的时候怀念他，那他遗留在人间的那些部分也会再次活过来。那这边我们看到的 once 就是做副词用啦，等同于呢 once more 也就是再一次。
All right, so I can imagine him in this story, the next tomb sweeping festival, going to his mother's grave, bringing the animals with him, and seeing some of that magic happen again, and those animals coming alive. Now, the phrase come alive is very similar to bring something to life, and I think we'll actually learn more about that in day three of our article. So we are almost finished today. I am kind of...sad about this story, Elsie, but I'm happy that his mother has left a connection there for Jack.
Right.
So we are almost finished. We are going to go to today's For You chat, but we'll be back again here tomorrow with the rest of our story.
For You chat.
All right, today's For You chat is describe a time that you forgave someone or were forgiven by someone.
Okay, I'm gonna describe a time when I was forgiven by someone.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, senior high school, I got a really bad temper.
Okay.
I got mad a lot at my best friend. Mm-hmm. I got mad when I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I got mad when she asked me to go to the bathroom with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I would shout at her.
Oh.
And I was really mean to her.
Oh, dear.
I didn't apologize at all to her when we were in senior high school. Mm-hmm. But after we graduated...One day, I told her I was really sorry, and I apologized to her, and thankfully, she accepted my apology.
That is always good. Now, it's easy to do that when you are sincere. You show you really feel badly.
And I remember I wrote a letter to her, and now we're still good friends.
That's good. You know what? There's a word for this in English when you are hungry and angry.
Hangry!
It's called hangry. H-A-N-G-R-Y. That's some English slang there for you guys. All right. Well, something similar happened to me,、except it happened in Taiwan. I was an adult, so I should have known better. Someone told me a secret、once, and,、and once without thinking, I didn't tell the person's secret on purpose,、but it kind of came out in a natural conversation.、And she found out that I had done this.、And, you know, because I hadn't done it to be mean or say something.
You didn't mean to do that.
Right, and I apologized really sincerely. She also forgave me, and we're also still friends, so.
Good.
Yeah, so it shows that if you really show your true feelings、about something, that, you know, it is okay to forgive someone, and it might be difficult, it might be a difficult thing to say, I'm sorry, it might be difficult to forgive someone, but...It does happen.
As long as you try.
As long as you try. If you just say, ah, I don't care, then I guess...
Then nothing will be solved.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, you guys can talk about this too. It's fine to talk about it. It's good to talk about these things, even though they can be difficult. But we're going to say goodbye for today and come back tomorrow, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Paper Menagerie. After his mother's death,Jack finds the box of paper animals tucked away in the attic. Upon opening it, he discovers a note from his mother, written in her native language. She had hidden it inside Lao Hu's paper folds. Once he has had the note translated, Jack is left with his mother's final words to him. She details the sad story of how she had come to the U.S. from China. Though she had given everything up,She looked forward to having a husband and child who would hold her dear. She then describes the suffering her son's rejection caused her. She felt like she was losing everything all over again. Jack's mother also expresses her forgiveness and unwavering love, telling him her life wouldn't have been complete without him. She explains that although the animals will stop moving when she dies, she has left some of herself behind in them.As well as her love, they represent the new life she has built out of the memories of her homeland. Finally, she tells him to think of her on Qingming, when the parts of her that remain will come alive once more.
Vocabulary Review.
Detail.All of the items sold in our store are detailed on our website. Suffering. The doctor promised that the medicine would ease the patient's suffering. Rejection. Joshua's rejection of Rachel's marriage proposal hurt her deeply. She had expected him to say yes. Forgiveness.Peter was deeply sorry for the terrible things he had said to Nancy, and he asked her for forgiveness. Represent. The different colors on this map represent the different counties in this country. Homeland. After living in Canada for several years,Adrian returned to his homeland to be with his parents and family.